Good morning. This is Mike McCloskey, Sr., doing our first family podcast. And today is Thursday, April 16th, 2026. And so Michael, as I just said, is going to be the first family member to, we're going to do these podcasts and put them up on the website to be used for posterity's sake. So good morning, my son.
Good morning, my father. How are you this morning?
Well, if your standards aren't high, I'm pretty good.
I think you know me well enough to know that that means you're pretty good.
There you go.
First of all, happy birthday to Corey. Today is his 53rd birthday. Happy birthday, Corey.
Yes, happy birthday, Corey. The purpose of these podcasts that we're going to be doing, hopefully, was many other family members. This is not compulsory, but I did ask for volunteers. And so Michael was the very first one. And I gave them a list of questions that they could choose. They could choose two questions that they wanted to discuss. And then I am going to ask one question of my choosing. And so I'm going to begin today by asking Michael, what do you like best about our family?
You know, short answer is our family. You know, there isn't too much I don't like about our family is the answer. I like how we are. We all care for each other a lot, and it is evident every time we get together in every interaction. It's just very special and unique for a family to, number one, all get along, and number two, just really have great care and concern for every member of the family, no matter what level of the family that is, you know, from the patriarch down to the youngest grandchild, you know, and all the way up and down. You know, I don't think anyone holds back in their interactions with each other, and we're all pretty honest with each other. And we know that each one of us has each other's best interests in mind, and have great confidence that is the case, and that extends to our non-blood family members, which we have four wonderful non-blood family members that exemplify the same values that we all do, and maybe even more so than some of us. That's what I love about our family is we can't get enough of each other.
Yeah, that is well said. All right, Michael, let's move on to your questions. What's the first question you want to discuss that you selected?
I don't have the questions in front of me, Dad. So I said you're the DJ. Spin it.
Just a minute. I've got to open the questions up. As always, Michael's off script. All right, you've got the questions, Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah. First one I chose was, and Dad sent us a list of, or, I don't know, 20 potential questions. And within each question, there was a sub-question or follow-up. So the first one I chose was life lessons and wisdoms. Wisdom and what is the most important lesson life has taught you? What advice would you give to younger generations? What do you wish you had understood earlier in life? How do you define success? So that's a lot. Life lessons and wisdom. What is the most important life lesson has taught you? And that is, you know, there are a lot of them, and it was hard to boil it down to one. But I guess I would say trust God in everything. is the most important life lesson. And if it always comes back to that, you know, life is going to present you with many problems throughout your life, or not even problems, challenges or situations to deal with. No matter how well you curate your life, no matter how many good decisions you make, you may do everything right 100% of the time and be the most faithful servant, and you will still be challenged, guaranteed. So in whatever those challenges are, you always, in computers, you, when you're trying to solve a computer problem, you don't start at the problem. You start at the beginning, with the most simple solution. You don't start with the most complex. You rule out the simple things first, even though more than likely they have, that is not the cause. You still start at the beginning. You always start at the beginning. So the beginning in those challenges in life is, you know, go back to God. And first of all, listen to what God moves you to do inside of you. You know, you hear that voice inside of you, and that is God. That's the most important life lesson that I've learned so far. And that is the advice that I would give to younger generations is, we are all very good at solving problems. So it's hard for us to not be able to figure out a problem or have a solution, but there will be ones that come along that you don't know what to do with. And, you know, obviously those are the ones you give to God. It's very easy to miss giving the easy ones to God because you're like, God, take it easy. You know, stay on the sideline. I got this. But no, it's got to be every decision, not just the challenges. The thing I wish I would have understood earlier in life, I wish I understood what I don't understand. And I always do kind of wish that, you know, and I think that's kind of a, like everyone goes through that to a certain extent where you gain some years behind your eyes and you understand things that you didn't understand. And, you know, you have that regret of not ultimate regret, but, you know, I wish I would have handled this way or that, or, you know, like this thing that I thought was very important, you know, may have not been so important after all. It may have been a false flag on a false hill, you know, that I was chasing or whatever, you know. And so that's when I wish I could understand. I wish I could pre-understand the next 20 years in foresight, the things that I will only be able to understand in hindsight. And how do I define success? Man, that's a tough one too, you know, like, I try to take my own advice on that and define success based on what God's version of success is. It makes it easier for me almost. You know, I've never been one who is good at 20-year plans together or 10-year plans together. I'm very good at operating in the now and what's in front of me. So for me to be able to process, those 20 years or 10 years or whatever that's coming in front of me, that I know that is not my strength. The only way for me to handle that is to trust God. So my definition of success will always be, that I reflected God more often than I did not. And I don't expect myself to be perfect. And I try to have as much compassion with myself as I do with other people. And I think that helps me reflect God as well. So, yes, that's the answers to the first question.
Good, Michael. Very well done. And we're down to about 4 minutes. Do you want to do your second question then?
I'll try to push through this one. I mean, that was a pretty deep one to get through. This is probably going to piggyback on that one. What do I feel is my purpose in life? Has my sense of purpose changed over time? What motivates me to keep going during difficult times? What legacy would I like to leave behind? I feel that my purpose in life has always been to serve people. Like, it's my vocational calling. Whatever I do, whatever the profession is, whatever trade I'm currently in is irrelevant. I feel my purpose in life is to serve the people around me on a local level. I don't think really my sense of purpose has changed over time. I've always kind of been that way. I just view it as important. What motivates me to go during difficult times? A lot of that, there's part of that that is the baby and only boy in me. That if you want me to do something, just tell me that I cannot do that, and I will do it, or I will die trying. And the other part of that is, listening to people who have come before me, trying to recall life advice that they have given me. I'd point back to you on that one. And, you and Mom shared the same message. We just heard it a little louder from you because a lot of times we were coached by you, and all of us were taught by you. So, the one that comes to my mind is, what do you do when you can't get up? So what do you do when you can't get up, Dad?
You get up.
You get up, So that motivates me. What legacy would I like to leave behind? Back to my answer on the first question, that I reflected God's love. Especially of kindness and compassion and mercy. So, yes, that's that answer in a nutshell.
Well, all four of you children are just like your mother. You bought into the way, not only did she preach it, she lived it. And you know what I'm talking about, the kill 'em with kindness philosophy. And every one of you children, and even the grandchildren, had that same philosophy. And that personally is something that I would put up on my shield and be very proud to carry that shield into any situation. And I think you guys...
I would add to that that Jake, Jim, Corey, and Monica all exemplify that as well.
Yes.
You know, like, yes, very, very kind to the core humans.
Well, and I think that's a reason why there's such a good fit with not only our children and our grandchildren, but the spouses too. We share common values with them, and we see the importance of them. And we try to love unconditionally. It's the old hate the sin, but love the sinner. Kindness. It doesn't mean we turn our back to everything and ignore everything that we think is perhaps damaging the person involved, but we still love each and every one of us. So, well, thank you, Michael, for spending some time. Is there any last comments you'd want to make?
We said happy birthday to Corey on the front end, and I would just like to give a toast to Uncle Barry on the back end.
Yeah, he passed away, 17 years ago?
Yeah, 17 years ago today.
Yeah.
Yeah, Uncle Barry, we miss you all, and appreciate the time we had together on this earth, and look forward to having... having Mai Tais in your backyard in heaven. So cheers to you. And yeah.
All right. Well done, Michael. And thank you for taking the time to share. It's hard. First of all, it's hard just putting emotions to words, and particularly when you're trying to describe something that is almost, you know, it's like a bad fart. Well, no, that's not a good example either. You can't see the fart, but you can smell it. It's hard to put words and descriptions to things that you cannot see. And so thank you for articulating yourself so well today, and I appreciate your time.
Thanks for your time.
All right. Love you all. And this concludes our podcast with Michael.